السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and our brothers and sisters who may be listening over the receivers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's fazal, karam and ihsan that he gave us the tawfiq to gather once again for his zikr. The zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which he himself mentions in the Quran Sharif, wala zikrullahi akbar. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's zikr, that is the maqsad, the object of our life. I have explained many times that what we understand by zikr is not just reading some tasbih, but there is a very wide meaning, and that is that we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every step of our life. In our business, in our homes, in our journeys, in our marriages and walimas, in our aqiqas, in the births and deaths of people. In everything we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam, that is the true zikr of Allah ta'ala. When it's time for salah, we make salah. When it's time to fast, we fast. When it is time to go for hajj, we go for hajj. And when it is the time to make khidmat and service of our parents, our children, then we do that. If a person is sitting in the masjid and reading tasbih the whole day and the whole night, but his old parents are very sick and ill, and they require him to go to the chemist or go to the doctors and get some medication or to take him to the hospital, and they are not doing that, then they are not making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he gathered us once again for his remembrance. In this month of Rabiul Awwal, in conference halls, in exhibition centers, in the Haramain Sharifain, in Masjid Al-Aqsa, in the Jummah Masjids of the world, and the musallas of the world, and in homes, and in Eidgahs, and in stadiums, and we do not know in how many places talks were given on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, even if we had a 10% change after all those talks in the ummah, then we would have gone a long way. But we have become accustomed to just listening. But nevertheless, even that is not without benefit. Because if the person is going to listen, then at least it goes through his ears. It will remain in his memory, and inshallah someday he will make amal. So tonight I will repeat that Naat Sharif which I recited 2 weeks ago, and which I explained to some degree. But since this is the first zikr majlis after the operation, so we are not going to be going full blast immediately. Before you run the marathon and long distance, then there must be a warm-up. We can't take off in top gear straight away. There has to be first gear, second gear, then we go top gear. So today you will have to contend with that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. I mentioned when I was reading this Naat Sharif that Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to listen to Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala and others reciting Naat Sharif in his praises. So it is a sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the purpose of that is to plow the land. Before we plant the seeds, we have to plow the land. So these hearts of ours, listening to the Quran Sharif recitation, listening to Naat Sharif, it softens the heart. It irrigates, it plows, it removes the weeds and makes it conducive for the seeds to then germinate and grow. So before we plant the seeds, then we plow the land. So this is the purpose of it. Ay Rasool-e-Khuda Sarwar-e-Ambiya tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar-e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, tujhsa dhoonde mile na kahin dusra, tujhsa dhoonde mile na kahin dusra, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar-e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, teri surat khudai ki takmeel hai, teri surat khudai ki takmeel hai, teri sunnat bhalai ki ta'meel hai, teri sunnat bhalai ki ta'meel hai, sari duniya kahe tujhko noor-e khuda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar-e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Somebody wants to come out. These four cars are blocking him. 460165, 3706, 57576, and 304790. These four cars. The drivers, please remove your cars. 460165, 3706, 57576, and 304790. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا How can any person find anyone else like رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم He, the poet says, you are different to all. There is no likeness. There is no comparison. Just as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is bare misal. There is none like Allah in his sifats, in his attributes, in his greatness. In the same way amongst the human beings and amongst all the prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no one like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his attributes, in his greatness. بعد از خدا بزرگ تو یہ قصہ مختصر اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمان و زمین تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمان و زمین تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کی رضا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام in the night of Miraj he declared it before Allah تبارک و تعالی when he said التحیات للہ والصلوات والطیبات whatever oral, monetary, physical any kind of عبادت that you can think of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام says whatever I did oh Allah it was for your pleasure Nothing was done for nafs, nothing was done for show, nothing was done out of riya, because riya is shirk-e-azghar. Riya is shirk-e-azghar. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every action of his was for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And every decision of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam was according to the Quran. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his decisions with whatever was in the Quran Sharif. تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمان و زمین تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کی رضا tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ay rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Sare alam mein dhoonda mila na kahin, sare alam mein dhoonda mila na kahin, koi tujh sa ami tera fikr hasi, tera rutba bulantar hai baad az khuda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ay rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Tere ashab sabse hain aala hue, tere ashab sabse hain aala hue, teri sohbat mili jisse bala hue, teri sohbat mili jisse bala hue, ye tera silsila sab hai noore hoda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ay rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ay rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Tere aqwal mein tere kirdaar mein, tere aqwal mein tere kirdaar mein, tere afaal mein tere afkaar mein, tere afaal mein tere afkaar mein, sare aalam ki hai bas inhi mein baqa, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ay rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. In following the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in following the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in obeying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in every activity of life lies success. And if the Ummah wants to enjoy that same position of dignity, of honor and respect which the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in enjoyed, then there is no other choice. There is no option. It's not a question of choice. That if you like, you follow. If you don't like, you don't follow. And you will still get that same position of honor and dignity. Allah ta'ala will give you dominance. Allah ta'ala will give you government. Allah ta'ala will give you all his blessings. It's not like that. There is no choice. We have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I explained many, many times that the Sharia of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is for everyone and it's easy to follow. The king can follow, the beggar can follow, the businessman can follow, the governor of the country can follow. It's for everyone. The rich, the poor, the black, the white, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Egyptian, the American. It's not a question of Islam being difficult, you just can't follow it. It's very simple, it's easy, it's practical. But then for everything you have to do something. To achieve anything in this world, a person does make some effort. And once we will get that, believe me, in whatever condition we will be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us peace and sukoon in our hearts. We will enjoy a kind of tranquility in our hearts. There will be that connection which nothing can sever. It will remain there. It's a bond which does not crack and break, irrespective of what condition the person is. What is it? This is an emergency. 304790, please remove your car. 304790 is an emergency, somebody wants to go to. So there is no choice, and when the person will obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill his promises. So that is why he says, Tere aqwalame, tere kirdarame, tere af'alame, tere afkarame. And not only in practice, in actions, but even in our ideology, our thinking. There too we have to think like the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. We have to think in the same, on the same wavelength as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahabas. It's not that we fantasize about all haram things and then we want a connection with Allah Ta'ala. Our afkar, our ideology, everything must be the Quran and Sunnah. Now it's so difficult to put this across to a person who is deeply engaged in sins. He's enjoying sins, so he can't understand that how can there be enjoyment outside sins. He just can't understand that. Until he also gets into that same environment and until he also makes tawbah and gets some taste of that, then he will say that I wasted my life. If Allah Ta'ala had given me an opportunity to go back again, then I will not repeat these things. How many of them say that? I wasted 20 years of my life. I wasted 50 years of my life. I wish I had not gone in that direction all this while. So why wait? After that, a person can call us stupid, foolish, outdated, not knowing anything else, what's happening around in the world. Alhamdulillah, we also know what is happening in the world. But every majlis has got a different objective. This is a majlis of Islah, it's a majlis of Zikr. So here we are not going to talk about all other things. But this is the root, it is a foundation. The foundation a person does not see after the building comes up. When the huge building comes up, 101-story building, you don't see the foundation. And if you look at the foundation, what's in the foundation? The foundation is not made of expensive tiles or something, or glass. What's in the foundation? Rubble, stone, sand, brick and cement. These are the things that's in the foundation. But after that, you see a huge building there. Now the people are looking at the building. But where does the building come up from? It comes from the foundation. So if we get that foundation solid and strong, after that, that building also will be strong. But if that foundation is weak, the building will collapse. So all these stones, rubble, sand, concrete, and everything that goes in there. So what we do is we take all that. That is what we mean by taqwa. That we take all these temptations, all the haram thoughts and all the haram desires and everything that comes, and we put it into that foundation. That means into that furnace of taqwa. And it burns it up there. And now from there you get the noor of taqwa. And then it lights up. Then that huge building comes up. Now in that building you get tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala. You get serenity, you get joy, you get happiness, you get this bond with Allah Ta'ala. You get yaqeen, you get your iman, you get sabr and shukr and so many other things in this huge building now that will stand on that foundation. So this is what we have to understand, that people will then call that person sometime mad also. It says Majnoon. So let him call him mad. But if this person is enjoying a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, why must he worry about what the person is saying? See, I gave that example that if a person is a multimillionaire and his opposition does not know that, or his enemy does not know that, and he tells him that you don't even have a few cents in your pocket and you're talking so much. So what must he worry about that? He mustn't worry, because he knows he's got multi-million. A person has got a very beautiful, very pretty wife, and somebody tells him that you got the ugliest of all women in your life. But he hasn't seen his wife. So why must he argue with him? He must tell him, well, you stay happy in your thought. And it's better that you think like that of my wife, so that you don't get involved. It's better he thinks like that. So we must not worry too much about what people say. We get carried away. People are saying this, people are saying that. People will keep saying a lot of things. We must worry about what is Allah Ta'ala saying about us. What is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thinking of us? That should be our concern. Tere aqwal mein, tere kirdaar mein, tere afaal mein, tere afkaar mein, saare aalam ki hai bas inhi mein baqa, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Tera zikr haseen jis jagah bhi chale, tera zikr haseen jis jagah bhi chale, dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile, dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile, dil tere ishq mein mera dooba hua, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Khaliq-e Khalq, manzar pe laya tujhe, Khaliq-e Khalq, manzar pe laya tujhe, Khatamul Anbiya phir banaya tujhe, Khatamul Anbiya phir banaya tujhe, sare nabiyon ne ki ek teri iqtida, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Aisi azmat Khuda ne banayi teri, aisi azmat Khuda ne banayi teri, sare alam pe rahmat hai chhai teri, sare alam pe rahmat hai chhai teri, arsh rabbe ola hai teri inteha, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Aaj dar pe tere ye habib-e-hazi, aaj dar pe tere ye habib-e-hazi, iltija kar raha hai bas sidq o yaqeen, iltija kar raha hai bas sidq o yaqeen, ho shafaat meri bas baroze jaza, ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya, ho shafaat meri bas baroze jaza, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Mawlana Habibur Rahman sahab, he says at the end, he says that this is one iltija of mine that makes shafaat on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever will get the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is successful. And to get his shafaat, we have to follow his sunnahs. We have to obey him. We have to follow in his footsteps. Unke naqsh-e qadam par chalo. Then we will get his shafaat. How is it?
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de, majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de,
تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے Oh Allah, far too long have I remained an absolutely useless person. No benefit to anybody. But how long am I going to remain in this state? Ya Allah, now make me a worthy person, a useful person. Each and every one of us should think of our own lives. Our problem is that the moment we listen to things like this, we start thinking of others. We should think of our own selves. That how much have we benefited our parents, our children, our neighbors, our family, our society, mankind, how much of benefit we have caused to them and how much of problems we have caused for them. But it's nothing to despair. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is ever willing to accept us, provided we return to Him. Yes. And we repent and we express regret and shame and nadamat, then see, in these days, wallah, I can take qasam upon qasam upon qasam in this masjid, that in these days of fitna, because there's a lot of fitnas, there's a lot of temptations, there's a lot of distraction and haram attraction. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made also wilayat easy for us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not demand from us that which was demanded of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. They neglected even a mustahab or a sunnat or something of that nature. They were defeated for some time. The battle they couldn't win just because the sunnat of miswak was being neglected. And there was a delay. At the moment they started that, again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them victory. Now those people, they were questioned over sunnats, mustahabs, everything to the T. Because of our weakness, because of the society we live in, the environment in which we are in, and the temptations and the haram, distractions and attractions, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it simple and easy for us. Stay away from haram. Fulfill the faraiz, wajibats, sunnats, sunnat-e muakkada, and then to whatever extent after that you can do the other ibadah, then do. But at least this much, if the person stays away from haram, haram in his business, haram in the streets watching here and there, haram inside the house and haram outside the house, haram in his life. And haram, there are not so many things that are haram. Stay away from haram and then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will raise that person. Allah ta'ala has made it easy because of the fitnas. The more difficult it is to stay away from all those fitnas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes suluk easy.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. रहे तो लब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ रहे तो लब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा ओ अल्लाह यू नो हाउ डर्टी एंड फिल्थी आवर हार्ट्स आर We can hide our hearts and the condition of our spiritual hearts from our families, from our neighbors, from our teachers, from our sheikh, from our neighbors, from our wives and children. But O Allah, you see right into our hearts. And you know what the condition of our hearts are. How much of ihsan of Allah Ta'ala on us, that because of His kindness and because of His mercy, He has concealed the condition of our hearts from the eyes and the gaze of people. If only every person could see into the next person's heart, we won't have any friends left in this world. Our wives will distance themselves from us. Our children will distance themselves from us. Our neighbors will not like to be neighbors with us. Jealousy, malice, greed, pride, anger. Kaunsi burai hai jo na mujh mein hui. So we say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. It reminds me that 3 or 4 days after the operation, I said I learnt many, many lessons. I mentioned a few in my bayans. But something that just came to mind a few days after the operation when I was sitting up in the bed there. Many people came to visit. And everyone who looked at me, they said, MashaAllah, Molna, you're looking so well. You're looking so fit. It seems as if you've never had an operation. Now they were looking at my outward condition. They were looking at the outward condition that I was smiling, I was talking to them and everything. So they are looking at that and they're saying you're looking very well. But in the meantime, inside, there was severe pain still because it was post-operation. But they couldn't see that. They couldn't see the pain. They could only see my outward condition of smile and say that you are looking very, very well. But I knew that my inside is still not yet right. In the same way these days, we look at our outward condition and we think that we are very good.
My outward condition at present is that I've got a white hat, white kurta, white pajama or pants and white socks. So I take it for granted that my heart is also white.
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा
Hardly a day goes by when a person does not tell us, Molana, that person, I looked at his outward condition and I thought that he was a pious person, he was a good person. I did a deal with him and after that I got taken for a ride. But that again does not mean that we don't need the outside. The external is important too, but it is very important that we make an effort on the inside also. Both are important.
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा
No matter how many times you must have heard the translation of this, but for the benefit of my young friends who don't understand Urdu, I repeat always. That guna mein aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa bala bala mera. Every hair of my body seems to be immersed in sins. Every finger of ours in sins. Every gaze of ours in sins. Every step of ours in sins. Our mind is all the time engaged in thinking of haram. And how long are we going to live in this condition? Death is going to come whether we like it or not. Then we'll make high, high. What is the sense?
Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera.
Oh Allah, these are the last days of my life. Everyone must think that it is the last day of his life. In fact, the last second of his life. And again, I repeat that it does not mean that you can't plan ahead. You can plan for the next 100 years, nobody stops. But don't trust in those plans. A person just walks out of the masjid and is gone. Just walks out of the house and is gone. Before I was going for the operation, many brothers came to me giving me encouragement, and that's what it should be. It doesn't mean that you must go there and tell the person that whoever went for this operation, most of them went to the Qabristan. Now, if you're going to give somebody tasalli like that, if he was going, he's going to call it a day, he'll say, no, but then I'd rather just forget about it. So when we go to somebody who is sick, who is going for an operation, we must talk like that, inshallah you'll come right, don't worry, go ahead. So they're coming and doing the right thing, telling me, look, so-and-so had a bypass, look how fit and healthy he is now, so-and-so, so-and-so. As my Hazrat says, so and so, so and so. They say, ye log aap tarjuma mein hamesha so and so kya karte. Nevertheless, so they were doing the right thing. But at the back of my mind, there were a lot of people that I knew who went for bypass and never came back. Many of them. So it is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If He wants to extend the life, He extends it. Otherwise, many people. One very good friend of mine, we studied together in Stanger, and we were together right through. He also went for a bypass, and next thing he was gone. One neighbor of ours, his father, he spoke to me a few minutes before going into the theater, from the private ward, probably once they were reeling him in, or wheeling him in. At that time, he said, "Assalamu alaikum, Allah, I'm just going now, make dua." And he went. And after an hour or so, half an hour or so, we heard that he passed away. So maut and hayat, it is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But I believe that those who went like that, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the maghfirat, because when the person is going in that stage, last when he's now off, when they're about to give him the injection to put him off to sleep, at that time nothing else he thinks of but death. So he makes tawbah, istighfar, and then he goes.
یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا
Whatever remaining days of my life, O Allah, let me live them in your muhabbat, in your love. O Allah, let the remaining days of my life be in your love. What do we know? What is the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? When it comes into the heart,
تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو
اللہ you are kareem and why should I lose hope, why should I despair? I am hopeful because you are kareem that you will shower your grace upon me too and forgive me no matter how dirty and filthy I may be. But oh Allah, I am turning towards you and I have got great hopes that you will accept me also. So we must be between khauf and raja, hope and fear.
Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easy for us to complete a little bit of his zikr. I think that much is enough for tonight. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me complete recovery. The post-operation pains, they don't disappear overnight. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me complete shifa, sehat, afiyat, and whatever life remains, Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to do the khidmat of deen with ikhlas solely for his pleasure. And I make dua also, Allah Ta'ala bless you, bless your families, and bless the entire ummah with his ma'rifat, with his qurb, with his muhabbat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akrami, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaqisin, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Zalamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. Ya Rabbana, Zalamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. Oh Allah, we have done injustice upon our own souls by committing sins, by disobeying you, by disobeying your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by trampling upon his sunnah, by violating your ahkam, O Allah, by going against the teachings of the Quran Sharif. O Allah, we have done no harm to anyone else except ourselves. Ey Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are forgiving, you are most merciful, you are kind, you are loving. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most loving Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are your weak servants. We are your extremely weak servants. O Allah, we are your extremely weak servants. But we have extended these begging bowls before you. O Allah, you are most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are presenting before you our sins. Ya Allah, the awliya-i-kiram, the pious and the righteous ones, they can present before you their good deeds. And with the wasila of those good deeds, they can beg of you. But O Allah, we have got mountains of sins. We have got oceans of sins. Ya Allah, but when men can make dynamite sticks which can blow up huge mountains, what is it difficult for you, Allah, to blow away these mountains of sins? Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh, my beloved Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. Oh, my beloved Allah, you saw everything that we did. You heard everything that we spoke. Ya Allah, it's in your knowledge every action of ours. Oh, my beloved Allah, it's your kindness, your mercy, your compassion that you did not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, if you had to only seize us the moment we commit sin, none of us would be surviving in this world. Ya Allah,
ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما، ہمارے حال پر کرم فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو مت دیکھ. Don't look at our sins, oh my beloved Allah. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he shed for this ummat. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which was shed for this ummat. Ya Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day and night his concern was the ummat. Ya Allah, with the blessings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, with the blessings of the tears of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ay mere pyare khuda, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Shower your mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, wherever they may be, whether in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, oh my beloved Allah, in Africa or any part of the world. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and hardships. اے اللہ الجیریا میں جو ارتھکویک ہوا، اے اللہ وہاں کے مسلمانوں پر بھی رحم فرما، تمام انسانوں پر رحم فرما. اللہ ہیو مرسی ان دی انٹائر مین کائنڈ. لیٹ دی ونڈز اف ہدایت بلو تھرو آؤٹ دی کانٹیننٹس او مائی اللہ. یا اللہ، ایوری وے ان دی ورلڈ دیر از نتھنگ بٹ سفرنگ، نتھنگ بٹ ڈیزاسٹر، نتھنگ بٹ او اللہ پرابلمز. اے میرے پیارے خدا، وی اکنالج دیٹ اٹ از بیکاز اف اور سنز. وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ اور سنز او مائی اللہ. We are acknowledging that we are extremely weak. We are weak in our aqidas. We are weak in our ibadat. We are weak in our akhlaq, in our, oh Allah, we are weak in our transactions. We are weak in our morals and in our etiquettes. Oh Allah, we are weak in every aspect of Islamic teaching. But oh my beloved Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty, you are forgiving. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی امت کے اوپر رحم فرما. اے اللہ، جو بے ایمان ہے ان کو ایمان عطا فرما. Those who have got no ایمان، bless them with ایمان. یا اللہ، in our country also those who have got no ایمان، bless them with ایمان. یا اللہ، remove the difficulties and trials. اے میرے پیارے خدا، change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. او اللہ، those who are sick and ailing give them cure. یا اللہ، ہم بیمار ہیں، ہمیں شفا عطا فرما. اے اللہ، شفا تیرے ہاتھ پہ. اے اللہ، دوا اور دعا میں تو اثر ضرور ہے، لیکن شفا تیرے ہاتھ پہ. اے اللہ، forgive each and every one of us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the difficulties and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Oh Allah, those who have lost their parents, those who have lost their children, family members. Oh my beloved Allah, whosoever has passed away, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill the graves with noor. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with the noor of taqwa. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhud. Oh Allah, bless us with qanaat. Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Allah, bless us with yaqeen in you. Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Allah, give us such a bond with you. Such a bond with you. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every action of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam become pleasing to our sight. Oh Allah, that it becomes easy for us to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. Ey mere pyare khuda, dushmanane Islam ko tu hidayat de. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's concern was hidayat for all. Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam and Deen. And oh Allah, if they've got misunderstandings, remove their misunderstandings. But oh Allah, if they are well aware, and they have become stubborn, and they have made up their minds that they are not going to leave any stone unturned,
in troubling the Muslim Ummah, in causing problems for the Ummah, in bringing about destruction of the Ummah. Then, O Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Allah, let the earth shake beneath their feet. Ya Allah, let their homes collapse over their heads. O my beloved Allah, let the ships sink in the oceans. O Allah, let the bombs rain upon their own heads. Allah, you said the Ababil and you destroyed the army of Abraha. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Wahi qudrat wala Allah hai. Allah, hum kamzor ho gaye. We have become weak. You haven't become weak. Allah, we have become weak. Islam hasn't become weak. Allah, tu humare hal par raham farma. Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his whole life he made duas for us. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, begged and begged and begged for the ummat. Ey Allah, even when he was departing from this world, his concern was the ummat. On the day of Qiyamah, it is going to be for the ummat. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not enter Jannat until every ummati of his has entered Jannat. How much he teared for us, how much of his blood was shed for us, and how much of sacrifices were made by him, by his family, by his sahabas. Ey Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. Ey mere pyare khuda, we have shown no appreciation for the blood and sweat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But oh my beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he dearly loved the ummah. Oh Allah, we are doing everything to displease him. Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq to doing that which pleases you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah, bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wife and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-musaleen. Walhamdulillah.